The word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Il est papa rokoto kapa lekete kapa le. Il est papa rokoto kapa itale besoko bazikere baso. Il est papa rokoto kapa itale besho. Il est papa rakata kapa lokoto kapa yakata. Il est papa rokoto kapa itale besoko bazikere bazanta. Ali papa rakata kapa itale besoko bazikere baza. We thank you. All the glory, we give you all the worship, we give you all the honor and the adoration of God.
The all powerful is your name. The all present is your name. There is none like you, O God. Father, we thank you for who you are, for making us your children. We thank you for this.
Our theme today is, let your word reign or rule over this situation, O Lord. Let your word reign or rule over this situation, O Lord. We heard on Wednesday that there are three things that win every battle, every challenge, every suffering, every situation, every condition. There are three things: thoughts, words, and actions. Thoughts, words, and what? Actions. And we saw the way these three things manifested in the life of David in 1 Samuel chapter 17 from verse 45. 1 Samuel 17, 45 to 47. But David said to the Philistine, "You come to me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day, this very day, the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head, and I will give the dead bodies of the Philistines' army this very day to the birds of the air and to the wild animals of the earth, so that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and that all this assembly may know that the Lord does not save by sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." 48. We see the action now. After speaking, after thought, then speaking. 48. When the Philistine drew nearer to meet David, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet the Philistine. David put his hand in his bag, took out a stone, slung it, and struck the Philistine on his forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. 50. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone, striking down the Philistine and killing him. There was no sword in David's hand. Then David ran and stood over the Philistine. He grabbed his sword, drew it out of its sheath, and killed him. Then he cut off his head with it. When the Philistines saw that their champion was dead, they fled. The troops of Israel and Judah rose up with a shout and pursued the Philistine as far as Gath and the gates of Ekron, so that the wounded Philistine fell on the way from Shareim as far as Gath and Ekron. The Israelites came back from chasing the Philistines, and they plundered their camp. David took the head of the Philistine and brought it to Jerusalem, but he put his armor in his tent. When Saul saw David go out against the Philistine, he said to Abner, the commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is this young man?" Abner said, as your soul lives, O king, I do not know. The king said, inquire whose son the stripling is. On David's return from killing the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. Saul said to him, whose son are you, young man? And David answered, I am the son of your servant, Jesse the Bethlehemite. Amen. This battle was won with words. Words went out first before action. Thoughts came and then words were formed. Beloved, we are in very difficult days. I am telling you, the world is becoming more difficult because, do you know, those who are ruling, Satanists are ruling. I don't know whether I sent this video. I think I sent that video to a few people, about five people. Sometimes I've been thinking that I worry you with these things because I know you are professionals, you are workers, wives, husbands, so and so, and you need time. But you see, when I watch something and it touches me and blesses me, then I want to share it. And I think I shared with five people. A group called World Economic Forum. World Economic Forum. They are ruling the economy of this world. They own the World Bank, United Nations, IMF, and all this. They, it's a group, they are not more than 11. Oh. They are not more than 11 people. Oh. They are about seven, between 7 to 10 people. Oh. Bill Gates is one of them. Soros is one of them. Yes, they just formed this. Oh. When you hear something United, it is not the whole world. Oh. They just formed this and then push it into what? Into all over the world. And they met. They met and they were having a meeting. And they brought a traditional witch. A traditional witch was doing incantation before they start the meeting. And after that, she lay hands on them. She was laying hands on them. I sent it to you. You saw it. She was laying hands on them and blowing some air. After making incantation, she lay hands on them and blowing air. That air is not ordinary air. You would think it is air. These are demons. That is a direct initiation, a direct impartation. And these people will invite our presidents. They will invite our leaders to meetings. They are teaching our leaders how to build the economy, how to do this, how to do that. Whilst indeed it is Satanists, witches who are ruling. My God, may the Lord help us. That is why Christians, we must rise up in prayer. That is why the Bible says that we should pray without ceasing. We should pray without halt, ceasing. Child of God, please turn your tears into tears of prayer. I am telling you. And do you know something? We Christians, we are already praying from the point of halt, victory. Yes, because Jesus said it is finished. He has given you and I the authority. Let me tell you, no one from heaven will come down and change your situation. No one from heaven will come down and change your situation. I'm telling you, no one from heaven will come down and change your situation. You have been given the power to change your situation. The power of thoughts, the power of words, the power of action. That is why Pastor Roger has been teaching us on the power of thoughts, how to change, our situation. The power of thoughts, imagination. What you imagine, that is why we should imagine. We should see Jesus in situations. We should see victory. We should see Look, see your better tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
See your better tomorrow. Beloved, that's why the Bible says we should pray for our leaders. Everything that we do here on earth, we do it as though it is Jesus. Because now we are born again in him. Beloved, the battle between David and Goliath. Goliath represents any challenge, any mountain, any problem, any situation. It was a battle of words. It was a battle of thoughts. Then words came in. And what followed? Actions. The Holy Spirit inspired actions. The Holy Spirit what? Inspired actions. This morning, there are challenges. There is a word for every challenge. There is a word of God for every challenge. Look for that word. Pray for that word. A word that you declare into the challenge. In a vision, God gave Prophet Ezekiel a vision where he took him into the valley of dry bones. In Ezekiel 37, the Bible says that the bones were very dry. One day I was preaching at an Easter convention when God opened my eyes and I saw a revelation of this, of what happened. It is like Mizpah. When you go to Israel, you go to Mizpah, there is a deep valley. In fact, the valley is about 5 kilometers. Valley about 5 kilometers wide, broad and deep. I understand that place was a mountain. It used to be a mountain. And one day, when the people got up, they just saw water gushing out from the sides of the mountain. And as water was gushing out, the mountain started sinking, 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 and it sank. Look, the valley is about 1 kilometer deep. When you are standing at the top there, that is where Ebenezer, the during Samuel's time, the battle, that was where they placed the stone. Where the battle ended, Ebenezer, and that stone is like Ghana map. That stone, those who have been to Mizpah, everybody who gets it, say Ghana map, Ghana, Ghana is like Ghana map. It's just like Ghana map. Ghana is blessed. That valley is about 1 kilometer deep. That was how the valley that Ezekiel saw was. And dry bones scattered. Can you imagine dry bones scattered, for example, about 5 kilometers? Then God opened my eyes and I saw. Do you know? You know our teeth. I think, do we have 32 or 36? 32 teeth. 32. This teeth, 32. So one of the teeth is 1 kilometer apart. Another one. So all the 32, they are scattered. One individual's bone, your hand bone, is about 5 kilometers away. Your leg is about, you see, not that each human being was just lying there. Each human being, your bones are just scattered. You see, this is God. And God told, asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Look, that was a terrible question. Because in the Old Testament, if you are not careful, if you don't know how to answer God, so Ezekiel said, thou knowest. Then God said to him, prophesy to these bones and say, prophesy to these bones and say, prophesy to these bones and say. So do you know, as Ezekiel was prophesying, Amma. Lord, we thank you. The bones, they know the body from which they came. They know the body that connected them. Oh, they know. So one teeth, 32 teeth, oh, that are scattered. Oh, so one tooth, 1 kilometer, another one, 1 kilometer, another one, this, a hand that is far away, a leg that is far away, the eye socket that is far away, they all started coming together to join to the body where they belong. Today, I decree and declare that all your blessings that are scattered, let them come together right now. Let them come together. Every blessing of yours that is scattered. Some are in China. Some are in America. Some are in Asia. Wherever they are scattered, let them come together. Let them come together. Your destiny help us. Any blessing of yours that is scattered today, let it come together right now. Let it come together right now. Any area in your life that is dry, I prophesy life, receive life right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Beloved, our God is the incomparable God. Our God is the incomparable God. Our God is the incomparable God. We are serving the incomparable God. But you see, we are limited in our minds. You know, from Saturday, Gladys and myself were praying about something. Monday, Kenaya Pesne just called me. I want to say this for you, for him to know what he did. Just called me. And I tell you, God used him to answer us. He himself doesn't know. Beloved, our God is alive. I say our God is what? Alive. God is real. God is still speaking. Let God speak to people's heart about your need, about the solution to your problem. I say let God speak to somebody's heart. Let God give somebody sleepless night. Yes. Yes. God bless you, Carol. Your message is very encouraging. Yes, God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, my own Carol. Beloved, I want you to understand. We want to pray right now. We want to pray right now. Yes, Mama Joyce. You are not worrying us, Daddy. Please send us. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. Manye Kome, Papa, you are not worrying us. Rather, it helps us to know these plans of the enemy. Look, honestly, the Lord, this world, please, that is why you shouldn't die. Don't let the economy situation worry you. When you let, Gladys, what was it that we're talking about last week? We're driving. And then I will say that, no, if we say we will not so-and-so. Aha. Fine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let me explain this. You know, last week, one of our sisters was scammed. And even her phone was scammed. Was hacked. And Gladys received a request. Hi, can you please send me 500? I will give it to you when we come to church. But you see, the problem was that we were not smart. You see, when we were smart, you know that mama will never call Gladys hi. No. You say mama or Asafu mami. So please, now you should know the way we address each other. For example, I know somebody who call me bro, me too, sister. So if that person sends me a hi, if that person doesn't add bro, if I don't add sister, you should know that it's a scammer. We should now even know how we call each other and how we address each other. And Gladys lost 300 CDs. She lost 300 CDs. One of our sisters lost 800 CDs. The person asked that sister 1,000, but the sister said no. 800. Meanwhile, it's a scammer. So when we're coming, then we're talking that no. Then somebody was saying that no. As for her, she will never put money again on. She will never put money again. Much money. And I said, no. If you say because of scammers, you are no longer going to put money there, they have won. They have won over you. Yes, they have won. If you say because people will talk, so you will not do this, they have won. The people have won. I'm telling you. They have won. If you say because of witches, so you will not go to your hometown, the witches have won. It means that witches are ruling over you. That's the meaning. Anything for which you say, because of this thing, I am not going to do this, the thing has become your ruler. I am giving you a revelation. The thing has become what? Your ruler. Because of what people will say, I won't do this. Because of this, I won't visit my hometown. Because of this, I won't give again. Because of this, I will not do that. Finish. You can't overcome that thing. I'm telling you. You cannot overcome that thing. Be yourself. Be yourself. Because this world, if you know what is ruling the system. So why are you crying over the economy? Look, let me tell you. Your economy is good. Child of God. Your economy is good. Because you are in the economy of God. We should begin to live and speak and think the economy of God. Stop thinking the economy of your country. Because the economy of your country is governed by witches and wizards. Is governed by Satanists. Look at the Satanist has gone to blow air. And when she was blowing, it wasn't a vapor. Vapor was coming out. Physical vapor. You will see vapor. No one knows what she was. Vapor was coming out. After she stood there and did incantation for about 30 minutes. Incantation. Calling down demons. And do you know why for the first time they did that? I believe that their things are not working well. Their things are not working because the church is praying. That's why for the first time, they went and brought a witch, showing a witch physically. And we cancel that. We nullify anything that the witch has blown. We nullify with the blood of Jesus Christ. We cancel it to the blood of Jesus Christ. We nail it to the cross. And these people will live there and invite our president. They will live there. IMF, World Bank, so and so, and they will be dictating to our countries. They will be dictating to our president what they should do. So they are ruling. And then you are worried. You think that it is the work you are doing. It is your salary that is keeping you. So because of that, you are afraid to pay tithe. You are afraid to give. You are afraid to give first fruit. You are afraid to do that. They have won over you. Let us begin to live without them. Our God is the owner of the heavens and the earth. Beloved, Psalm 115 verse 16. Psalm 115 verse 16. The highest heavens belong to God, but the earth he has given to mankind. To you. To you. Psalm 24 verse 1. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. The world and all that dwelleth in them. Haggai chapter 2 verse 8. The silver and the gold belong to who? Our God. But you see, because we are living under the system, a system that Satanists are ruling. That's why we are limited. I'm telling you, I pray that God will open our eyes to just understand this. That is why we are what? Limited. Somebody is working. And then he has planned his life over his salary. You have planned your life over salary. Let me tell you, let God give you ideas. Work for salary, but let God give you ideas what you can also do.
here to make money. Like God gave Jacob a dream. God gave Jacob a dream. Business ideas in a dream. And Jacob applied it and became a millionaire before he left. God is the owner of the heavens and the earth. He knows the idea. Look, don't say that a lot of people are involved in this. So me too, when I get involved in this, let me tell you, when it is God who speaks, when it is God who directed you, it will surprise you that you alone will be doing that. And the result that you will have is different. You will do that and the result will be hot. Different. You alone will be doing that and the result will be hot. Different. It is time for us to begin to live by the economy of heaven, not by Satanist economy. No, not by Satanist economy. No, 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 no. No. We should not allow ourselves to be limited by the Satanists. Oh, because of scammers. I will put much money on my this thing. They have won. Because of this, they have won. And you know, the demon over scammers rejoices. Hey, I am ruling. That's how demons rule. Oh. I am ruling. I am ruling. Because of this, because of the way people are talking, me, I will not do this again. Anytime they call people, I'm going forward. Anytime this, I will do. They have rule. You are finished. You are their master. They are your master. I'm telling you. This is how we have limited ourselves. I'm telling you. This is how we have limited ourselves. They say we should give. I gave and nothing happened. I gave and I lost my job. I gave and I did this. I gave and so happened to me. So I will not give again. You have lost. I am telling you, you have lost. Provoke God and embarrass the devil. Somebody should write this. Provoke God and embarrass the devil by continuing to do what is in the Bible. Pay tithe, pay. First fruit, give. So, do. According to what? Your ability, not by force. According to your ability, enter into covenant. Yes, build an altar. Whether you are seeing something or not, once it has happened in the Bible and that is your faith, that is your revelation, that is your conviction, my brother, my sister, never stop it. The day you submit to that thought, that this thing, when you compare, life is the same. Oh, nothing is happening. Oh, you are finished. You are finished. You have lost. You have lost completely. But as long as you continue, I am telling you, one day, when it is coming, it comes like an avalanche. It comes in something that you cannot handle. And even you'll be asking, but I've not prayed for this. Who told you haven't? Look, nothing happens in your life that you have not prayed for, especially those of us who pray in tongues. Nothing happens in your life that you have not prayed for. Nothing happens in your life here on earth that somebody has not paid a price for. Either Jesus has paid for, your grandparents have paid for, your parents have paid for, you yourself. There is a step you have taken, you have paid for. I'm telling you, nothing has happened in this world which has not been paid for. Nothing happens in your life. That is why we should continue to be good. We should continue to be faithful. We should continue to serve God. We should continue to do all the good that we are doing. We should never, never, never give up. And do you know something? When Satan sees your passion and diligence, seriousness, sincerity with which you are doing things and commanding him, he will stand away. I'm telling you, he will step out. I'm telling you, he will step out. Look, Satan cannot stand passion. We call it the zeal of the Lord. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 7. Isaiah 9, 7. You call it the zeal, and the zeal of the Lord shall accomplish it. The zeal of the Lord, the passion of God. When Satan sees your passion, when you are commanding in the name of Jesus, and Satan sees the demons here and watch the passion behind you are commanding. Look, many people, look, when I am looking at people and we are praying, even online, when I'm watching people, I laugh. No wonder people are where they are. No wonder people are serving God with their bodies. We dress nicely. Oh, fine. Beauty. But inside is hollow. Everything we are doing is passive, casual. Pastor says, say this, so they are saying. Pray like this, they are praying. But it is not from them. It has not become personal. When Angel Gabriel visited Mary, Angel Gabriel visited Mary, some traditions say Mary was 18 years. Some say she was 21. So between 18 to 21, when that time, Elizabeth was 60 years old. Elizabeth was 60 years before she got pregnant of John the Baptist. When at that time, the angel visited Mary from Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 1, from verse 28 to 38. When you go read, 38 downwards. In fact, 38, then you cross 38 to 40 something. The Bible says that after the angel had given the message to Mary, what was Mary's response? Verse 38. Then Mary said, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. Then the angel departed from him. When did the angel depart? After Mary spoke those words. Then Mary said, here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word. That's the meaning of amen. Let it be to me. And it was not casual. Mary was not casual. Mary was not passive at all. No. Mary was not casual. Mary was not passive. Her whole heart, everything was involved. Mary welcomed everything. And immediately, the angel saw the passion, the sincerity, the faith, the eagerness with which Mary received his words. Sorry, his words. Do you know, immediately Mary said this, the Holy Spirit deposited baby Jesus. Immediately Mary said this, the Holy Spirit deposited baby Jesus in her womb. Then the angel left because his mission is accomplished. It was after this, from verse 39, in celebrating this, Mary visited Elizabeth, who was then 6 months pregnant of John the Baptist, who will be the forerunner of Jesus. And when Mary visited John, Elizabeth, the cousin, what happened? Because baby Jesus was in the womb, and John the Baptist was also in the womb, John the Baptist saluted Jesus. Something happened in the womb of Elizabeth, because Mary was carrying Jesus, and Jesus is Lord, was Lord, and is Lord, and John the Baptist was Master. What happened? John the Baptist saluted his Master, and then the Spirit of God came upon Elizabeth. She prophesied. Go and read verse 39 to 45. Jared, in those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth.
When Elizabeth heard Mary's greetings, the child leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb."
When did baby Jesus enter? After Mary has accepted. After Mary has... Look, God was showing me the miracles that happened in the church when we meet. Look, who said God hasn't answered you? God has released miracles. He was showing me and I couldn't believe it. Miracles are the easiest thing that are happening. But because we have been taught tradition that there will be dramatic, there will be a shake-up, there will be an earthquake. The day everything is shaking, that's the day God is working. Even as I'm speaking right now, God is depositing babies. God is releasing wombs. Amen. God is releasing testimonies. Amen. God is releasing miracles. Amen. I'm telling you, something is happening.
Verse 43, "And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greetings, the child in my womb leaped for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there will be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord."
Beloved, we want to pray now. Say, "My testimony is real."
My testimony is
real. Say, "My testimony is alive."
My testimony.
Say, "My Father in heaven, I welcome my testimony.
Testimony.
I welcome my testimony.
Testimony.
I welcome my testimony.
Testimony.
I welcome my miracle
that you have delivered to me
many years ago.
Many years ago.
I welcome you with passion.
I welcome you,
O Lord.
I welcome
my testimony.
I welcome my testimony.
I welcome my miracle.
I welcome."
Let the lady pastor continue to lead us right now to welcome.
Let
we are welcoming.
Welcome
we are welcoming
testimonies.
Our testimonies,
yes,
our
Lord.
Expectations, our healing. We are welcoming. We are welcoming.
Welcome
we are welcoming. We are welcoming. Let's continue to welcome.
Expectation. Yes, Lord, my Lord and my God, I welcome my testimony. I welcome that expectation. I welcome my miracle. I welcome. I welcome. I welcome. I welcome. I welcome. Let us welcome our expectations, our miracle. You can mention it to yourself. I welcome this thing that I've prayed about for all these years. I welcome this thing that I have expected from God all these years. I welcome. I welcome. I welcome. I welcome that testimony. I welcome that miracle. I welcome that blessing. Yes, I welcome you. I welcome you. I welcome that breakthrough. I welcome that new job, that better job, that better job. I welcome, I welcome. I welcome, I welcome, I welcome. I welcome, I welcome. Yes, Lord. I welcome my expectation. I welcome that testimony. I welcome that miracle. I welcome that my heart's desire. That thing I have desired for all these years, that I've prayed to God about, I welcome you. You are welcome. You are welcome. That baby, you are welcome. That pregnancy and childbirth, you are welcome. That marriage, you are welcome. You are welcome. You are welcome. Yes, Lord. That breakthrough, you are welcome. That testimony, you are welcome. I welcome my testimony. I welcome my miracle. I welcome my breakthrough. I welcome that blessing. I welcome that expectation. I welcome, I welcome. Yes, welcome it. Welcome it and it will be yours. Welcome it and it will be yours. I welcome, I welcome. I welcome that expectation. I welcome. It is mine. Yes, Lord.
For
it
you.
Has been.
It
yes.
has been waiting
yes,
for you. It has already been waiting for you. It has already been waiting for you. I tell you, your healing has already been waiting. Your miracle has already been waiting. Welcome it right now. We welcome it to God. 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 We welcome our testimonies. We welcome our miracles. We welcome our healing. We welcome our deliverances. We welcome our expectations. We welcome. It has been in the atmosphere. It has been in the air. It has been in the air. It has been around. It has been around. It has been around. But we didn't know how to welcome it to God. We 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 welcome it to God. Our dry bones, they are already alive. Our dry bones, they are no longer dry bones. They are drawing together. They are drawing together. They are drawing together. Let the dry bones draw together. Let the dry bones draw together. Let the dry bones come together. Let the dry bones draw 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 together. Areas that are not working, begin to work now. Areas that are not working, I see you working now. 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 I see you working now.
Yes, Lord.
Prayers that have been answered. 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 We welcome prayers that have already been answered. We welcome them today. 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 We welcome, we welcome, we welcome, we welcome, we welcome.
We welcome them today. We welcome them today. We welcome them today. We welcome that miracle. We welcome that healing, that deliverance. We welcome that total deliverance. We welcome you. We welcome you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome that breakthrough. We welcome that release. Now, Father, you have done already, but Father, because we have not been sensitive, we have not been able to catch it, we welcome that testimony. We welcome that release. We welcome that deliverance. Yes, for
in
our
Jesus'
youth.
Mighty name.
Amen.
Yes, Madam Ruby is asking, is the passion the way we receive the word and act? Yes. Yes. That's the passion. That's the passion. The way you receive it in your heart as personal, like we are praying right now, you are really welcoming it. You see, you are seeing the reality of that is faithful. What is the definition of faith? According to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, faith is the substance of what? Things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The substance, faith is a substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. The evidence of things not seen. Look, oh my God. Sometimes too, the problem is with the pastor, so the way we preach and we think. Look, in the New Testament, there is no future. In the New Testament, it is now. Yeah. Now faith is. It's not a year by now. In the New Testament, it is any moment from now. Any moment from now. I owe you 20 CDs for that. I'll give you 20 CDs. Yes. So she has 70 CDs now. 70. Okay. I owe her 70 CDs. Because, yes, you see, not a year from now. It is from now. Now, when Angel Gabriel spoke to Mary, how many years did it take? Uh-huh. When Angel Mary spoke to, how many years did it take for pregnancy to take place? Instant. Instant. Immediate. Look, Many miracles are hanging in the air because our mind is far away into 10 years to come, some years to come, some time to come, some time. Look, your mind should be any moment from now. And you see, when you know that any moment from now, they are going to call you for interview, visa. When you know any moment from now, you are traveling. When you know, how do you live? How do you do your things? Even when you want to travel, you are careful. Whatever you want to know, because you don't know when they will call you. That is how Christians should welcome and celebrate our things. And when heaven really sees the way we are celebrating and welcoming the things, it will shock you. This is the atmosphere we need to create for angels to deliver. This is the atmosphere we need to create for angels to deliver. Sometimes the way we receive is by the way we connect to the altar. The way we connect to the altar. The way we sow the seed. You see, the seeds we sow, they are like Jacob's ladder. You see, you are thanking God for what he has already done. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3. Praise be to God who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heart in heavenly places. It has already been heavenly heart approved. Your marriage has been approved. Your so-and-so has been approved. Now let me say this. The only thing you should stop is when God says stop. Because people are talking, stop. Because of scammers, stop. Then you stop. But don't just stop something on your own because of something evil, something wrong that is happening. Do you know something? You can never win over that thing. That thing has become your master. I'm telling you, that thing will continue to rule over you. Because of that thing, I have stopped. You can't overcome that thing. The only way to overcome that thing is to continue and that thing will bow. Continue and that thing will finally bow. Continue and that thing will finally bow. So in the name of Jesus Christ, my Father in heaven, my testimony is now. My miracle is now. My healing is now. The solution is now. The breakthrough is now. The opportunity is now. The promotion is now. The promotion is now. The open door is now. It is now. It is now. It is now. Because you are the God of the now. 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 You are the God of now. It is now. It can never be postponed. It is now. It can never be postponed. It is now. It is now. It is today. 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 It is today. It is now. It is today. It is now. It is today.
It is today.
It can never be postponed.
It can never be postponed.
It can never be postponed. It can never be pushed forward.
It cannot.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Do you know something? I just heard it. Sometimes when we are praying, the Holy Spirit is speaking to me. He said, you are pushing it forward. Tell them, they push it forward. They are pushing it forward. They don't behave like Mary. Hey, God, forgive me, including myself. They are pushing it forward. They are pushing it forward. Like the man at the pool of Bethesda in John chapter 5. Do you want to get well? I'm still waiting for someone to come and help me. Do you want to get well? He said, tell them, they are pushing it forward. They are pushing it forward. Thank you, Mama Esther. Daddy, it happened to us here too. It happened to us here too. Yes, God bless you, Mama. They are pushing. Say now.
Now.
Say, you are the God of the now. You are the God of the now. Let the God of the now manifest 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 now. Let the God of the now.
Yes,
Mahantali. It has happened. It has happened. Something is happening right now. Let the God of the now manifest 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 now. My testimony is now. My testimony is now. My miracle is now. My breakthrough is now. My healing is now. That promotion is now. My expectation 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 is now. My fulfillment 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 is now. My breakthrough is now. My breakthrough is now. My breakthrough is now. My breakthrough is now. My open door is now. My open door is now.
Yes, my breakthrough is now. Yes, my miracle is now. My testimony is now. It is now. It is now. It is now. It is now. Yes, Lord, my expectation is now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, my testimony is now. My healing is now. My promotion is now. In the name of Jesus Christ.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Mama, mercy. The Lord say, I should tell you, all your retirement entitlement you lost, he's going to give it to you.
Amen.
But not from that company, he's going to give it to you.
Amen.
You are going to receive you, something Lord. In bulk.
Thank you, Lord.
A bulky something Thank is coming you, to Lord. You, Mama, mercy.
Blessed be your name.
Papa, let it be now. Let it be now. Let it be now.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be now.
Let every expectation
I welcome my mind blowing miracles and testimonies. Yes,
now.
Yes, I drop us out. Yes. Yes, let it be now.
Every expectation online.
Let it be now.
It is 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 now.
I welcome my destiny helpers now.
Yes, Lord.
It is today. The God of the now. Not tomorrow.
The God of the now.
The God of the now. The God of the now. Let the change take place now.
Yes, Lord.
Let the change take place now.
Let the miracle take place now.
Let it be 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 now.
Yes, Lord. Let it be immediate.
Let it be now.
Let it be immediate.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be now.
With immediate
Let it be
effect.
Today.
Yes, Lord.
Let it be today.
Let it be today.
Let it be immediate.
Let that expectation be today.
Let it be now.
Let the manifestation be today.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Yes, let
that pregnancy be now. Just like you did it for, oh God, Mary. Do it for everyone
in
who
Jesus' mighty name.
Trust in you, Lord. Amen.
Oh, Mama Esther Idris. If you were to be here, I would have given you 50 CDs. But when you come, your 50 CDs. Yes. When you come, I owe you 50 CDs. When you arrive, maybe when I meet you at the airport, remind me, I will give you 50 CDs for what you have said. Look at what Mama Esther Idris just said. Say, Daddy, do you know when we go, do you know when God call us back home, that's to heaven, then we will see our blessing hanging in the air.
Ooh.
Ow! It is true.
Mercy.
Daddy, do you know when God call us back home, that is heaven, then we will see our blessings hanging in the air.
We want
I
it
am
now.
Telling you.
We receive it now.
Many blessings are hanging.
In the name
Look,
of Jesus
do you know
Christ.
People die without answers. So, meanwhile, the answers have been released, but they don't know how to make the answers work. Look, begin to sow a seed every day for the answer. Begin to build an altar and see what will happen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, begin to build an altar for that baby.
Mm-hmm.
Begin to build an altar for that husband.
Mm-hmm.
Don't break. Begin to be consistent. Look, let me tell you, you will see something. You will see, look, God will be embarrassed. Heaven will be provoked. And Satan will be frustrated. God bless you, Mama. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let it be now.
Let the God of the 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 now.
Show up 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 now.
Karabashata kabaya. Yes, let the God of the now.
Ile papa rakata
kabaya. Let the God of the now.
Ile papa rokuto kapansala basha. Le papa rakata kabaya itale beshokuto. Le papa rokuto kabaya itale beshokuto.
Show up now. Show up now.
In the name
of Jesus Christ.
Ile papa rakata kabaya kata. Le papa rokuto kabaya itale beshokuto.
Show up, God, with the testimony. Show up with the testimony. Show up with the manifestation of that expectation. Show up, yes, Lord, with the testimony of that expectation.
Show up, Papa,
show up now.
Lipapa rakata kaba itale besho.
Lipapa rokuto kaba itale besho.
Ripapa kata kaba itale besho koto. Lipapa rokuto kaba itakaba ya.
Show up now.
Show up now. Show up now. Show up now. Show up now. Show up now. Lord. Show up
now. Show up now.
In Jesus' mighty name. You see,
amen.
Do you know some ideas will just come into your mind? Some thoughts will just start coming. Do this. See this person, call this person, don't do this. That is how it is. That is how it is. Thoughts, ideas. You start just meeting people who will start talking in some way. Be sensitive. Be sensitive. Let's be sensitive. Let me tell you, look, any good thing that is going to happen to you, Satan will fight it. But we don't know how to persevere. That's our problem. Any blessing, Satan will fight. And you know, it is God's will that Satan fights it. Look, anything that has no value, Satan will not fight it. Excuse me, excuse me, excuse me, please. Excuse me 100 times. Excuse me 1,000 times. What do you do with feces? Do you do anything with toilet? Do you do anything with women's menstrual pad? How do we keep it? Do you keep it around you?
No.
Do you wave it like a handkerchief?
No.
Because it is worthless. It is worthless. Satan doesn't fight things that are worthless. He fights things that are value, worthy. Those are the things he fights. So when there are battles around your things, it means your things are valuable. They are worthy. So persevere. Persevere. Don't give up. Persevere. Don't give up. Persevere. Why is it that since I started going to church, since I started paying first, since I started doing this, why is that this thing? Continue. Continue, because Satan knew that you have hit the key. You have got the key. So he will fight to discourage you. Continue. Why is it that since I started praying about this, the problem are coming more? Satan knows that you are going to break through. He knows you are praying the right prayers. He knows you have taken the right step. That is why. Continue. He will give up. He will give up. He will give up. Continue. As I end with you now, I declare the finger of God, according to Exodus chapter 8, verse 19, and Exodus 7, 14. Let the finger of God manifest in your situation right now.
Amen.
Let the finger of God manifest in your battles.
Amen.
Let your enemies see the finger of God.
Amen.
Any demonic agent that is withholding your testimony, Let them see the finger of God.
Amen.
Let them see the finger of
Amen.
God. Let them see the finger of
Amen.
God. Let them see the finger
yes,
of God.
Lord.
Let them see the finger
Let
of God.
Let them see the finger of God.
Let them see the finger of God. Let the finger of God manifest in your situation right now.
Amen.
Let the finger of God manifest in your situation right now.
Amen.
Let the finger of God manifest in your situation right now.
Amen.
Let the finger of God manifest in that challenge.
Amen.
Let the finger of God manifest in that difficulty.
Amen.
Let the finger of God manifest
yes,
right now.
Yes,
let the finger of God manifest. 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 Let the finger of God manifest.
Yes, Lord.
In Exodus 8, verse 19. Exodus 8, 19. And the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he would not listen to them, just as the Lord had said. I read that, and the magician said to Pharaoh, "This is the finger of God." Let the witches and the wizards,
oh,
let them see the finger of God.
Amen.
Let the occultists, let them see the finger of God.
Amen.
Let the children of the devil,
yes,
let the agents of the
yes,
devil
Lord.
That have been assigned to fight
pa,
you,
pa, pa.
Let them see the finger of God.
Amen.
Let them see the finger of
Amen.
God. Let them see the finger
Amen.
Of God. I set the finger of God
Jesus.
Against your enemies.
Yes, Lord.
I set the finger of
yes,
God
Lord.
Against your opponents.
Yes,
I set the finger of
yes,
God
Lord.
Against the agent
the
that have been assigned
Jesus,
to withhold your testimony,
Lord Jesus.
To withhold your miracle.
Yes, Lord.
I set the finger of God.
Yes, Lord.
I set the finger of God.
Jesus.
I set the finger of God.
Yes,
I set the finger of God.
Jesus
I set the finger of God.
Jesus
I set the finger of God.
Jesus
I set the finger of God.
Amen.
I set the finger of God.
Amen.
I set the finger of God.
Amen.
I set the finger of God.
Yes,
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 I set the finger of God.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. The Lord said, I should tell you the way we postpone it. We keep on complaining. Na enye o, na enye. One day,
Emunye,
I visited one of our members. What God told me shocked me. What I saw and what God told me shocked me. I haven't told the person. Hey, I was there, and God was just speaking to me. Say, you see this, my daughter. She's the most ungrateful, unappreciated person. And me, myself, what I was seeing.
Unappreciated.
And because this person, always, nothing is working, no. Nothing is working, no. Do you know? It's a language. It's a word. So the angel, the demon that make things not to work, who manifest? The demon that make things not to work, that's the demon you are inviting. Nothing is working, though. Nothing is working, though. So the demon that makes things not to work, you are calling him. It is working. Say it by faith. Because spiritually, it has already been approved.
Yes.
Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. It is only that, look, let me tell you, there are many things happening that you don't see with your eyes. As we close, right now, there is light here. Do you know what is giving light? Electrical current. Can you see current? Can you see electricity with your eyes? Can you see the current with your eyes? There are many things that are happening that we don't see with our eyes. Look, miracle, God, look, very soon. Look, miracles are the simplest. Look, everybody, you are already in your miracle. I say you are in your miracle. Oh, begin to celebrate your miracle. Celebrate your testimony right now. Mention that testimony and celebrate it. Mention that testimony. Mention the healing. Begin to celebrate. By Sunday, when we meet, you will tell me something. I said, you will tell me something. You will send a testimony. I declare God's blessings upon you. I declare that this weekend should be a blessed weekend. This weekend should be a weekend of manifestations. Walk into your answers.
Amen.
Walk into your solutions.
Amen.
Walk into your testimonies.
Amen.
Let the deliveries of God begin to manifest in your life.
Rakataka.
Let the now begin to manifest in your life. Let the now in your marriage. The now in your business. The now in your health.
Amen.
The now in your career. The
Amen.
Now in your finances. The
yes,
now
Lord.
All over. Let it manifest now.
Amen.
In your life. In yes, Jesus' Lord. Mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Enjoy a blessed weekend. God willing, those of you on Facebook, we shall meet at the 11th hour prayer parade. In the evening, we are meeting to pray our own brother, Mr. Emmanuel Oduro, will lead us in prayer. And Sunday, prepare yourself. Look, God showed me. He said, look, when I saw us sitting, and a wave, I can see a wave, a blue wave passing through people. He said, that these are the miracles. I am wiping away sicknesses.
Amen.
And I can see some people. I haven't seen a cripple in our church, but you know, I saw cripples rising.
Wow.
I saw some people who are cripples. So it means spiritually, they are cripples. Crippled. And they rose up and they were walking.
Amen.
I saw people without hands. Hands just appear. People, Amen. Our members, naturally, they have hands. But when God opened my eyes, they have no hands. And I saw the hands appearing.
Wow.
I saw eyes appearing. I say, my God, what is this? So you see what is taking place in the realms of the spirit. And people will come and sit down there as if nothing has happened. Because we are not conscious. We are not alert. We haven't prepared ourselves. My God, forgive us. Look, the greatest sin is unbelief and doubt. I'll talk about it later. The greatest sin is the sin of unbelief. God told me, why the sin of unbelief and doubt is the greatest sin. The greatest sin. Look at the break. Because we broke a little, people have found their way connected to other network. You see? Look, people are running around. When God has already, look, the solution is already with you. It is in your mouth. The testimony is already with you. My God. And some of these prophets and people we run to, they rather steal our testimonies. They steal our testimonies. I'm telling you, and be careful where you go.
Yes.
There are genuine prophets. Prophetic ministry is real. It's a supplementary ministry in the New Testament. It's a blessing. It's a blessing. We need them. We need them. Yes, we need them. Some bless me, some speak into my life, and I receive it. But be careful where you go, who lay hands on you. Because some, they lay hands and they pick your star.
Yes.
They lay hands because, you see, the star must work.
Yes.
So when you are making it not to work, it must work. Please, this is what you should understand. Every gift must work. So if you are making it not to work, somebody can steal it. Somebody will take it from you. Somebody will take it. If you're always talking negative, if you're always so and so, it will go to another person. What did the Bible say about the talent?
Yeah.
The one who gave, who was giving one, instead of investing it, what did he do? He kept it. So when the master came, what did he say? He said, you should have given it to say, he who has will be giving more. Mm-hmm. But he who does not have, even what he has will be downward. It will be taken away. Who told you that gift, that talent, that you are not celebrating? Who told you that it is still there? Somebody will take it. It will be taken away. Somebody will want to use it. You are a writer. You are not writing. You are so and so. You are not doing anything. You are this. You are not. It will go to somebody. Like it is happening to some people right now. You will be empty. Look, you will be driving car going and coming, and your life is still empty. Because the little God has given to you, you are not using it. In the church, you are hiding yourself. When they say, do this. When they say, lead prayer. When they say, do this. You are hiding. Oh, this. Oh, it will go to somebody. It will go to somebody. And then you miss all the blessings and the entitlement that is connected to it. Give. So and so. Oh, I don't have. Oh, so and so. It will go to somebody. Father, we thank you for this revelation. We declare that you deliver us so that we don't lose what belongs to us. Holy Spirit, I owe you an offering for this. We celebrate you. We celebrate you. We celebrate. Thank you, Mama Ruby. I am really blessed. God bless you, Papa and Mama. Yes, we celebrate this, Lord. We give you praise. Thank you, Father. Everybody, go and change your language. Change your mindset. Change your thoughts. Change your attitude. And let's meet together and celebrate it together. Jesus' name. Shalom, shalom, shalom. Peace.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, you are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.